Right, we're going to kick straight into the hook because Nats from Dubai 92 is here. You're a fan of this song, aren't you, the Coldplay song?
I am. I'm a fan of theirs as well. They're really great live. Colourful.
I've heard that.
I have to think, yeah, they are. I accept that they're great live, but I just can't really get behind Chris Martin.
Really?
No.
Yeah, 2000, they released Parachutes and I was sold. That was it. I signed the contract and I've loved them ever since.
It's a very good album, Parachutes, yeah, what everybody, anybody says. I know, I'm with you on that. So, Coldplay start today. There's an EP coming out on July the 14th. It's called Kaleidoscope. It accompanies, I believe, the Head Full of Dreams album. Is that right? So this is going to be the new Coldplay song. All I can think about is you.
The Hook.
Thank you.
Here's how I see Coldplay, and I have a very specific box that Coldplay sit in. Parachutes, I think, is genuinely a great, great album. I really do. After that, I find it difficult to warm to. But it's like bands film in video and they film in cinema scope. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sort of, 'cause everything is big and stadium and laser and
technicolored
and like an experience. They're not just songs, sort of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen them three times.
Yeah, and
you?
They're incredible to watch live. And I just thought to myself, 17 years they've been making music. 2000.
Mm.
17 years since their debut album came out. That blew my mind.
It's a long time. Yeah.
Thoughts, Natalie Lindo-Taylor. All I can think about is you.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. That's probably nice. The best way I could describe it. I thought it was nice.
A yes. little like a cake with a cup of tea, perhaps. Sally Moose, what do you think of that?
I think it got better as it went on. I didn't like how it started. And I love Coldplay. I like Coldplay.
All right,
but that one didn't really warm me very much.
Well, it's a way to start today because it is a new EP coming out. It's going to be called Kaleidoscope, out the middle of July. There's five songs. And they've also got a collaboration with Chainsmokers on there, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, something just yeah. like so, this, yeah.
So that's coming that's too. And there's an app coming out, a hypnotized app. Apparently, they've done with Brian Eno. So, you know,
wow.
Isn't there an app for everything now, though?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Nats, you've brought today The Return of the Killers. So we're going to play that in 10 or 15 minutes or so. It's a song called The Man, but you really like it.
Well, look, it's just really off-piste for them. And these guys have been around since 2004. They released, like Coldplay, easily one of the best debut albums ever, Hot Fuss, right? And I've been a fan of theirs. They were just doing something different 13 years ago. And then... you know, I kind of liked them, didn't like them over the years. Certain stuff that they put out wasn't really for me. Live, again, they're quite fun. But this new single, they've got an album coming out in September. I think it's going to be called Wonderful, Wonderful. And they've got U2's producer, Jack Knifley, who's worked with The Cars, REM, Snow Patrol. He's a really wicked producer. And I think he's done something really interesting with their sound.
Is Brandon Flowers still wearing those great jackets like he used to with the feathers on?
Probably.
All that stuff. That's always a good thing. I like a jacket on a rock star. Don't
nice.
Ask me why. It's deep-seated fear of something, probably. Saeed's with The National. We'll talk to him next. He's chosen something really different today, Kronos Quartet. We'll ask him why.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Cold play first meditation song, somebody texts him. We're interested in what you think about the songs that you may well hear between now and 5 o'clock this afternoon. Nats is here from Dubai 92. She's chosen The Killers. The man on the phone, Saeed, we're going to talk to now, has chosen Kronos Quartet. Saeed, I'm going to ask you why that is in a moment. Let's start with the news, though. We mentioned this the other day, and J-Lo is coming to town. There was great excitement and much rendition of Jenny from the Block in this room.
That's right. I mean there was rumors that she was going to come. There was some kind of like advertising, you know, showcasing like an eyeball. Whose eyeball is this? Some fans were very, very good. Some fans were great. That's J-Lo's eyeball. They knew that already. So, but today the news came and Jennifer Lopez, she's coming down to Dubai November 17 at Dubai's Autos and Rocks Arena. It's a good move. She came here before in 2014, if you remember, at the Dubai Media City Amphitheater. She had no problem selling that place out. That holds about, 12,000 people. So Dubai Autos and Rocks Arena is the logical step. And it's a fun show. I managed to see Jennifer Lopez a few times throughout the last, 5 years. And it's a guilty pleasure. It's actually it's a quite fun show. She's very, very chatty with the crowd. And, you know, lots of dancing, lots of white. There's a lot of white colors happening in those shows, you know, clouds and, you know, lots of silk. And so I think I have a great time. And then tickets should be made available very, very soon.
Okay, so we've established that you love a white silky show with J-Lo in the middle of it. I didn't know that.
No, I'm saying, no, like she loves her white. She like when her shows are, and also as well, just regarding that show, at the moment she's performing a Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
At the moment at Planet Hollywood. So this show in Dubai could be a taste of what we're missing out on. So it could be interesting to see what will come happen here in a few months' time.
So perhaps something even more theatrical, slightly more over the top than even we're used to with J-Lo.
Yes, that's right. But you know, the thing is, the thing is with J-Lo is always a balance, right? She's very kind of over the top and very theatrical, but she comes across as being very, very. I mean, she's Jenny from the block in a sense that, you know, you can kind of associate with her. I mean, there's no diva behavior I kind of find with Jenny. You know,
I can relate totally, Saeed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, She's like one of the guys for me. So I think this is a wonderful balance, and this is the reason why you go to her shows. There's mothers, there's dads, there's sons and daughters. She appeals to everyone. It's a good move.
It's a wide demographic. You are right there. Look, this week, and we're going to play Mobb Deep a little bit later on, but Prodigy died, 42 years old. We're not quite sure what he died of, whether it was sickle cell anemia or not. But in terms of contribution to what I suppose really was gangster rap, early 80s, early 90s, nobody really surpassed Mobb Deep, did they?
Look, this is really sad news. I mean, Prodigy will go down as one of the most gifted lyricists, you know, of the hip-hop genre. I mean, he was essentially, he was the lyrical spear of Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep is a duo, but really it was Prodigy who kind of spearheaded, you know, the lyrics and everything. And if you really want just a wonderful showcase of what he does, get the album, the 1995 album, The Infamous. You know, the thing about Prodigy, all of his lyrics are character-driven. It's not about him, essentially. It's all, you know, he paints wonderful characters, whether it's the cops or the snitches or the shooters. You know what I mean? He paints a really kind of really dark and dreary image. I mean, that album, when I hear it on headphones, I want to wear a jacket. It feels very chilly. that's how evocative it sounds. And it's really a sad day for hip-hop. But really, if anything, if his death allows a new generation of fans, you know, to hear his mastery on the mic, then this is a good news as well.
It is. We'll hear a song a little bit later on. Finally, in news today, you're in the capital today, of course, preparing for Eid. I know you've got a lot going on at the newspaper, but Abu Dhabi summer season program, that's been announced.
Yes, that's right. So Abu Dhabi summer season is a series of events, you know, that's been running, that will run from July 20 till August 20. So it's catered a lot for children and family members. But today they've announced a couple of shows. Well, this major show that I like is a show called Masha and the Bear. This is held at Zayed Sports City. So this is it's almost like a Disney on Ice type of show. So there'll be 30 ice skaters and dancers and acrobats, and they'll be telling a story, a Russian fairy tale about a young child's relationship with a bear.
Nice. I've learned a lot about you today, your J-Lo thing, as well as ice skating.
Yeah, look, Russian ice skating, you can't go wrong. You know what I mean? And, you know, and something about a Russian fairy tale just kind of sounds very, very interesting to me.
I like it. All right, then. So that's for the summer. The Kronos Quartet you've chosen today. That's your song. Johnny's Gone for a Soldier is the song. Interested in this because Kronos Quartet have been around for, I don't know, 40 years, maybe 50 years. It seems like that. Why?
Look, yeah, that's right. I mean, look, they're a legendary group, essentially. They've been there for about 4 decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys, I mean, I don't even know what to call them. I mean, are they world music? I mean, I just kind of settle for sonic adventurers, really. I mean, because throughout their 4 decades, you know, they've done contemporary music, classical, experimental, and they're back, you know, with a new album called Folk Songs. This album basically sees them pairing up with 4 vocalists, so that Natalie Merchant, Rhiannon Geddon, Sam Amidon, and Olivia Cheney. And the whole album is basically looking at kind of Irish and English folk songs, but they've just done so beautifully. And this song that I chose, it's called Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. The guest vocalist here is Natalie Merchant, who's just a wonderful vocalist. And this song is actually an old English folk song that talks about the sacrifices that soldiers go through when they hit the battlefield. It's quite beautiful.
All right, then. Well, look, Saeed, we're not going to see you till after Eid, but Eid Mubarak, good to talk to you again.
Take care, my friend.
Blame me, crying.
So it's Natalie Merchant with Kronos Quartet. Natalie Merchant of 10,000 Maniacs. They split ages ago. Loads of solo stuff. Nats, I know, not your kind of thing, is it?
No, not my cup of tea.
Interesting. NLT, you went the other way.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very relaxing. So things like that don't offend me at all. I could have listened to that in the background while I'm cooking or having dinner. That would absolutely be fine.
Okay. Well, it's a song called Johnny's Gone for a Soldier. It's an old folk song. Dave texts in, doesn't John Tam sing this? Maybe. The guy who sang the Sharp theme. We will look that up. I'm going to Google that. Sally, what did you think?
I'm going Nat's way.
Make it stop.
It's not really my thing.
All right then. Well, there's something else coming after the news. Three or four more songs to play on the hook.
This is Drive Live.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Best text of the day so far is Saeed, who says, that song, Kronos Quartet, brought tears to my eyes because I yawned so much, which has amused us in here. No, a little bit harsh, but, you know, if you like something, you like something. If you don't, you don't. Simple as that. Let's up the tempo slightly. Nats is from... Oh, I don't know where you're from.
From Italy, mostly, but also from down the hall.
A little bit of Italy, a little bit of Dubai, too. We just draggy, kicking and screaming in here on a Thursday, as is usual. So you brought the Killers in, and it's called The Man.
Yeah, so they've got a new album finally coming out in September. It's been about 5 years since they put out anything new, and they've got a new producer on this one. His name is Jackknife Lee. He's worked with all sorts of mega bands like U2, Snow Patrol, REM, and he's done something really interesting with their sound. It's different for them, and that's why I brought it in. It's called The Man, like you said. Let's have a listen.
The Hook.
First in command. going to score big in sporting commentary, isn't it? Who's the man and all that stuff, I think. You can imagine it with the big drums and the sporting action, with a sequence of, I don't know, people scoring touchdowns or whatever they do. Do you know what I mean? It's that, it'll do really well for that.
Yeah, big moments, marking big events and sporting moments.
That's the phrase key I was goals. Looking for. Yes, big moments, okay. Key goals, all of that stuff. It's The Killers. It's a new song called The Man. Nats has brought that in this afternoon. Album coming?
In September, it's going to be called Wonderful, Wonderful.
All right, then. Christopher says, sounds like Talking Heads. Rob said the same thing, not a criticism. Somebody's been listening to classic Talking Heads, David Byrne. Somebody else, Dave said, sounds like Depeche Mode. I'm not sure about that. When did The Killers become a cross between INXS and Justin Timberlake? I'm not sure, asks Mitch. Very Bowie-esque. Not sure it's as fab as their other stuff, says Miriam. It's a lot of interest in The Killers. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, and Lindsay says, very Bee Gees-esque.
I suppose you can hear that. Yeah, okay. Brian, not so keen. Load of something, and I like The Killers. So there you are. Let's change, go in a different direction. Prodigy died just a couple of days ago, known for his part with Havoc, his partner in Mobb Deep. Late 80s into the mid-90s was their time.
Definitely, they were part of that sort of East and West Coast hip-hop battle that went on, but they're never as successful as the likes of Tupac and Biggie. So for me, this was such an important album because I was quite young when it came out, but my brother's really into hip-hop. So I listened to a lot of their stuff. But this song perhaps is probably one of the biggest hits, one of the hits everyone recognises. And obviously, as Prodigy has died, I thought I'd get a bit more information together before we played the song. So this came from that 1995 album, and it was such a key time. They worked on that with Nas when they produced The Infamous. They were sort of well known if you liked hip-hop, but they weren't really widespread. So 500,000 records were sold when that album came out. It's quite a big deal back in those days in terms of album figures. And one of the things about Prodigy, we've always known he suffered from sickle cell disease, so it's kind of a blood disorder. And for me, that was always significant. I'm mixed race, and it's a problem that can kind of affect people who are Caribbean, from African descent, some parts of the Mediterranean, some parts of Asia. And like you said, we don't know what caused the death, but there are rumours it could be complications from that. He was just performing in Las Vegas on Saturday, so he's in generally good health. And
he
some
was.
People,
I mean, he'd been afflicted for lots and lots of years. But he coped with it. He managed it.
So he'd done all this music and all the touring, and he sort of lived alongside the disease. There's some rumours that maybe he's choked on something whilst he was receiving hospital treatment. We don't know exactly what's happened, but obviously lots and lots of tributes have come in from him. Nas had talked a lot about him. There's been Drake, Wiz Khalifa, Juicy J, and Justin Timberlake, which kind of surprised me. He said he was one of the big influences. Prodigy style really influenced Justin Timberlake, which not something I would associate, but he said
he
said listening to other music affected how he began to write. And I guess the argument is he was such a great lyricist that was what made him so special. So Justin Timberlake said this song had the biggest impact on him when he was younger. And there's a song, the song that I'm about to play, there's a line in it, and I remember listening to this so much when I was younger, so probably about 11 when it came out. But as I got older and started going to concerts and hip-hop music, it was quite a big influence. I would always hear this song played. It was a classic by the time I was old enough to go to concerts. And he says something like, I'm only 19 but my mind is older. And I think that captures everything that you feel as a teenager. You feel like you know what's going on. You feel like you're in a bit of a world where people look down on you as a teenager. And he was quite articulate. So for me, that always stuck out. So delighted to be playing this today. Absolutely delighted to be playing this. So this is Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep.
Hold up, sir. Word. Yeah. To all the and the $100 billers. For real. Who ain't got no feelings. I got this. Just watch my back. I got your friend. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land. We be and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My
to make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another cease, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly, so I could get my mind off these yellow back. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the feel a burning sensation, getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through, or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, it's shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is promising.
Something different. It's what, 1995?
Five.
1995.
Yeah.
Mobb Deep and Shook Ones. It is the part two version for obvious reasons. They're kind of lumped in with the gangster rap thing. Slightly unfairly, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more going on than gangster rap in some of this.
Okay, so Hook, we continue.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live. Only on Dubai Eye. 103.8.
John has texted in, really not a fan of Mobb Deep. I suppose you'd have to say it is an acquired taste, but it's a taste that I managed to acquire, John. But thank you for your thoughts. If you want to comment on any of the songs that you hear, we're interested to hear from you. It's Sally's turn now. I haven't heard this, don't know anything about it. Fill us in.
Yep. Okay, so I've chosen a song by Powers today. They're an LA-based alternative kind of electro dance duo, if you like. Cool. Chris DeRue and Mike Del Rio, they put together the group back in 2014. They've been playing apparently in underground punk bands in New York City and co-writing for the likes of Kylie Minogue and Selena Gomez. Try and put those two together and yeah, okay. But that's the thing about them. They're a little bit, you know, off the wall. It is poppy, it is fun. It is interesting. They've released, they're releasing a new album. They've released a couple of songs recently, Heavy and Closer, which I kind of like. But I went back into their back catalogue. It's kind of interesting because they're talking about some of their influences. So these are some of them. Finding recordings of ancient Peruvian tribal music, a centuries-old Swedish hymn, a PBS retrospective on the making of Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and a 1993 Baywatch episode titled Island of Romance.
And there's some punk and some Kylie Minogue in there too.
Apparently. So, I mean, This is what they say. You know, songs can spark from anything. It's just like love. It hits you out of nowhere and you can't ever predict it. But when you feel it, you need to do whatever you can to hold on to that feeling, which I kind of like. And that's what I think about this song. It's one that I think you've got to turn it up. It's called Beat of My Drum.
Flowers, they're called. Miriam likes it. Going to add this jewel to my summer playlist, Sally.
Oh, it's addictive. It's so good. Great hook on that one.
It is. I can see that. Rohit says, just turned you guys on. What did I miss? Alkhail Road looks like a parking lot. Apparently,
flooding.
There is flooding. We don't know if it's a burst water main. We're not sure, but it's been causing problems for a few hours.
Yeah, just a few people kind of texting in as well saying that there is flooding. There's water around. And yeah, if you've got any more details on it, let us know.
All right, then one more song to play. It is The Return of Queens of the Stone Age. I'm very excited by this because Feel Good Hit of the Summer is in my top five of all time from Rated R, which is what, 2000, 2001?
Yeah, I think so.
It's around about there, isn't it? So they're back. Josh Homme's been touring with Iggy Pop for the last year or something, and that's been fascinating to watch online. But the song is called The Way You Used To Do. Somebody says T-Rex springs to mind. I can see that, I think. Mark Ronson produced the album. It's called Villains. It's Queens of the Stone Age. We're not sure if that's a single or not. It's you can download it, you can buy it. It's called The Way You Used To Do. The single is going to be called Feet Don't Fail Me, which is kind of on. It's been previewed online at the moment. Queens of the Stone Age back. I'm excited about it. I like the song as well.
Yeah, me too.
Kind of swagger.
So good.
That they have. Sally Moose, I know you like that. You were going to nick that as your song of the week, but I wouldn't let go of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why it's a bit stretched in the middle, because we were fighting over it or something. NLT, did you like that?
I did like it. I preferred Sally's choice, but I like that. That reminded me, if you made a film of Chris and Robbie up to no good being little scamps, I feel like that would be playing in the background. Do you know what I mean? The two of them running away from some naughty thing that they've done.
Well. So that would soundtrack to Buy I Sport, is what you've just said.
Yes.
That's probably
I
true.
I think they might take it.
We're a little bit over the time for this programme. However, Nats, all that remains to say is thank you very much for coming in.
It's lovely to see you.